One of your priority measures from the last couple of years now is perfected.
We're going to have to third read it, and that's the bill for early childhood education. We include students that are qualify for free and reduced lunch in a foundation formula, 3 and 4 year olds. It's not a mandatory bill. It's only if the school district offers a preschool program. They also have to have a full day kindergarten. Hopefully, kids get a good start to a career in education.
It's a big part of it, and as you mentioned, it's not something that's going to be, quote unquote, put upon all districts right away. There's criteria to meet.
Yeah, there's criteria. And, you know, it's not a mandatory bill, but we want to make it available so our children are most prepared to succeed in school.
Is this something the districts or a school system itself came to you with?
No, I can't say that. Actually, this evolved. For years, I had a bill to make kindergarten mandatory at 5 years old in Missouri. It's only mandatory when you're 7 now. So we had problems with that, with varied interests. We decided to try voluntary preschool. It seems to be moving along.
Given the inability so far the last couple of years, especially to fully fund the formula, the foundation formula, there seems to be a renewed interest in maybe looking at that foundation funding formula again and seeing what needs to be done.
Well, yeah, there is an interest for that. I should start by saying the preschool being included in the foundation formula doesn't happen until the foundation formula is fully funded. But this has spurred some discussion about maybe we ought to look at the foundation formula again. The one we have was created in 2005, so it's 10 years old. The population's changed. People seem to be moving southwest. They're picking up population. The urban centers are losing population. I guess you could say that some of the rural districts are going to turn urban, but we ought to take a look and see what best fits the varied school districts throughout the state.
I think the original formula dates back to 1993.
I think that's when it started, yeah. The one that we currently have was adopted in 2005 based on the demographics of 2004. We should start having some discussion about it. I don't know if you remember then when the current one was adopted. It was extremely contentious.
And that, again, was 12 years between reviews. We're approaching that time again, so.
It's one of these things. It's been 12 years because the last time it did it was so contentious, nobody wants to look at it again. So that doesn't mean that it doesn't need to happen.
Any idea how this bill will do in the House? There's only a couple of weeks left. I would imagine third read from the Senate to send it to the House would happen next week.
Yes, I would hope so. A similar bill passed the House. It's in Senate committee now. It's not as extensive as mine. We just need to develop a policy and take a look and see what it's going to cost and implement it.